Michael Deer is the executive director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the month of April dawns. The month of April is when things really start to really get going. Spring may start in March, it may, but when you get to April, let's face it, what, the golf courses are open. We don't have baseball. Baseball basically will be, I think the baseball season for the Bees begins. Their first game is June 1st. Mm-hmm. So they do a more compact season, but 34 raceways. We're just talking about
correct.
That. They open right away on that first weekend in April, don't they?
Yes, that's exciting.
34 Raceway. They've got the 410 Clash. It's Iowa's premier place to race. IRA Sport Mods and 410 Sprints next weekend. Pits open at 3 p.m., gates at 5, hot laps at 6:35, and racing will follow. You've got also the Art Center of Burlington. They have they do a first and third Friday of the month, and that is they've got live entertainment, and they've got beer and wine and snacks you can get. That's for the adults.
Yes, sir.
And the same night, they have for the kiddos, they've got the Art Hop. So it's a great way to take the whole family. Kids can go to the Art Hop.
Exactly.
The adults can.
Exactly.
And it's Fretworks, the entertainer that will be there for that. And the April Gallery Show, you can also see that when you're out there. It's the All Fiber Show. And we got multiple area artists showcased in an all-fiber art show. I don't know what that is. We're going to talk about it with Elizabeth Pappas, who's the new director, or will be the new executive director of the Art Center. Tammy McCoy devoting her time to really renovating the Capitol Theater. Were you seeing some of the plans for the Capitol Theater?
I have. I had a chance to spend some time with her and get a walkthrough. I mean, what a community gem.
You know,
what a gem.
They're going to put a smaller theater in there for doing more improvisational things and smaller works. They're increasing the quality of their basically projection system.
Sure.
So they HD projection system. They'll also have they're going to open up a I'm not going to say a saloon, but it's kind of like it's a watering hole is what it will be.
Right.
And as part of just another way to just get more people to go downtown, and that's really what. You know, in the years since I've been here, the downtown has really changed. I don't know if you spent a lot of time walking around downtown, but there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
A ton.
It is. Let's see. What else is happening? Let's see. We've got the Spring Open House happening next weekend. Downtown Spring Open House, which means what? That's basically a chance to win some $500 in downtown dollars. That, again, is going on Sunday, April 3rd.
Yep.
And they do a Christmas open house. They do that in November. So I guess this is sort of the opposite side of that coin, so to speak.
That's right.
Let's see.
New merchandise, et cetera.
April 8th, the Friends of Community Field having their annual banquet, getting everybody primed for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get that. Ticket $65, available calling to B's office. 754-5705. And of course, Easter Bunny Pictures on the 9th. You know what? Easter's coming up just around the corner, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's the 17th.
Yep.
And again, we're racing at 34 Raceway. When there's no school, the Y does a very special event. They call it Kids Gym.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in other words, when the kids are out of school, has a special event, 7 a.m. to 5:30, parents don't have to have child care or whatever. They can send the kids to work off that energy at the Y. Let's see. Taste of Summer Workshop, Des Moines County Extension Office on April 12th, learning how to preserve the bounty of your summer garden. wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't fade. Well, once you hit April, you're pretty much in. It's sort of like the green flag right into next thing you know,
that's
it's May.
Right. That's right.
And then summer's around the corner. Let's see. There's more. Another Kent Strabala, Strabala rather, and the Hillsiders performing at the Yard Center on the 15th. That's another Friday. More entertainment. Have you been to the Wake and Bake Breakfast Company?
I have. You know, I've heard kind of some history on like the donuts and whatnot and how they're made, and like they're phenomenal.
Well, those are the things, but it's sort of like it's two different things. It's a breakfast place, but it's also a nighttime entertainment
place. It's crazy. Yeah, it's awesome.
It is. Let's see what else we've got going on.
Slocum 50.
Slocum 50.
That's happening.
Oh, that's right.
That's huge, absolutely.
That's for Brent Slocum, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he was, I believe he was killed in an accident out at 34 a number of years ago. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. It's a great way to honor him.
Honoring him, that's going to be coming up as well. That is going to be coming up. I believe that is happening on the weekend. That is actually the weekend of Easter.
15th, yep.
April 15th and 16th.
Yes.
All right, going on Friday and Saturday. Let's see, we've got 34 Raceways. April 23rd, we have the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. They will be performing at the Capitol Theater at 7:30. And actually, it's a part of three concerts. They'll be doing a concert in Burlington at 7:30 Saturday night, and then they'll do a concert in the afternoon in Ottumwa the next day, and an afternoon and a concert that night in Mount Pleasant. So
nice.
Two real in the neighborhood places, two chances to see that. They are very, very good orchestra. And Civic Music is having a performance on April 29th, Six Appeal. It began as a collegiate hobby in 2006, a stunning world-class vocal ensemble named national champions at the National Acapella Festival, world champions at the Moscow Spring Acapella Festival in both 2018 and 2019. Probably aren't going to Moscow this year.
Probably not.
The nice thing about it is that what I'm reading here, everything I'm reading, and there'll be more stuff that will be added to greaterburlington.com. Just put the events in. You can put the start date, put the end date in there, and if somebody's got an event, they go, that's how they put them on too, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. Our social media pages, Facebook is huge as well. Visit Burlington. So that's another avenue. Collectively, we find a lot of information that way, and then also our main page as well. So.
And guess what? April is is really the month when golf gets going at all the courses. So you've got the Flint Hills course. Uh-huh. Actually, you have two public courses, one considerably more difficult than the other, Spirit Hollow. But, the nice thing about Flint Hills is that they have really done a nice job in really updating that. And I guess what? Turning it into a real championship course. The bent green, bent grass fairways and really nice greens. So,
yes.
I don't know. Do you play golf, by the way?
I try.
Okay.
Steve. I try to play golf, is how I would phrase that.
Okay. Well, just try harder, I guess, right?
Pretty much.
Coming up on April again, greaterburlington.com. Michael, again, be a visitor in your own backyard. There'll be more stuff coming up. We'll see you just ahead of the month of May, which is a huge month.
Yes, absolutely.
Bike racing going on, the pancake breakfast, you name it, plus nicer weather. How about that?
Yes, a lot to be excited about.
All right. Michael, have a great month of April. We'll see you ahead of the month of May, okay?
Awesome. You too.
Thank you.